You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. Okay, we're going to talk about the spiritual gifts and continue on. Now we're going to start going through each gift, and we're going to start with the word of wisdom. Okay, and we're going to speak about that. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom, you know, and that word is logos. It's not rhema. It's logos, the word of wisdom. So, and it's the wisdom it talks about is the wisdom. It's a broad and full of intelligence and of knowledge and of very diverse matters. The wisdom which belongs to man. Okay, so this is the wisdom of the world, the wisdom that you need to operate in the world. You'll find this wisdom that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's part of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this wisdom operates all through your life. And you'll find that it will come, you know, it will mostly come by the by visions, and it'll also come by dreams. So you'll get visions and you'll get open visions. There'll be inner visions, right? Internal visions and open visions. And then they'll also come, it'll come as dreams. So Joseph dreamed. He dreamt in a visionary form and he went to Pharaoh. He also told Pharaoh how to fix something up because he had the interpretation of the dream. And so he had a dream, and that was all about the wisdom of how to get Pharaoh out of this big mess that was coming. And Pharaoh saw that God was working with him. So we have these visions. We have to understand, what is wisdom? Well, the Bible says that wisdom has hewn out or carved out her seven pillars. Now, these seven pillars hold up the house, they hold up the roof, they hold up the structure. If you walk in wisdom, your life will be blessed. If you're an unwise person, your life will be messed up all the time. Jesus, when he spoke about the when in Matthew chapter 5, where he spoke about blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor in spirit, these are words of wisdom. On a person who operates in these things will be blessed. They are wise ways to live. So there's wise ways to live. There are inventions that God gives you, witty inventions. They're part of the wisdom category. They're part of the wisdom, the gift of wisdom. When God gives you the ability to do something that nobody else can do, maybe you're working in an office and you come up with an idea or a procedure which is beneficial to the company, that is a word of wisdom. You know, wisdom comes from God. All this stuff for us to be able to operate in this world comes from God. And it is, a lot of the time, it is administered by angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto us that are heirs of salvation? So this word of wisdom comes from an inner vision. It comes from an open vision, and you will have dreams. You'll have dreams concerning wisdom. And the answer to your problems will come from these dreams. And they will be in the form of wisdom. And wisdom means to be able to fix things up. Okay, so, you know, it's not about being a philosopher and saying wise things. And they are part of it. When people come to you and all of us, you know, they ask me a question about something I've never thought about. Within seconds, wisdom comes to me. Knowledge and understanding on how to answer the question. And they go, that's amazing. And I guess that just came from God. And they go, that's amazing. And I say, well, it can happen to you too. Yeah, it's not that. It can be amazing in your life. Now, always throw it back to them. Everybody wants to put somebody on a pedestal and say, you're the great man of God. I'd say to them, well, if you put some effort in, you can be the great man of God. But a lot of people don't want to take up that offer because it takes a bit of effort. It's better to lift someone else up and worship them than it is to actually become an instrument of righteousness for God and to abandon all of your self-righteousness and all of your self-will and all of your exaltation and how wonderful you are and be humble and be an instrument for the Holy Spirit. That takes a bit of effort, and not many people want to do it. I laugh because everybody is looking for a savior. You know, Moses was a savior. He came out of Egypt. He was a savior to the children of Israel. He helped them go through the Red Sea. We've got a magnificent, number one, top shelf, U-Butte, fantastic savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the greatest of all, and there'll never be anybody above him. He's the end of it all. All you can do is work for him. And he's a man god. He's God, but he's also a man god. So God is the Father is a spirit, and Jesus, he's a man god. And you're a man as well. And when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, become a new creation, you step under the umbrella of the man god. You're not a man god, but you step under his authority and his power. You step under his ability and his operation. That's pretty good. Okay? And you'll need wisdom. And if you pray in James, it says, any man lack wisdom, let him pray and ask God, and he will give to him liberally, massively amounts. Right? He'll look after you. It's pretty simple. But first, as I said before, we need to have the presence of God nailed down, or else we won't know, and he'll speak to us, or we won't expect because we don't feel him near us. But we need to have that presence. We need to work on that presence. And it's not a mind thing. It's not a mind. It's not some sort of mind games thing. It's real, tangible, fair dinkum, real, 100% U-Butte presence of God. It's not some make-believe stuff, okay? A lot of Christians don't understand that. They think, they've got to do make-believe. They've got to fake it till they make it. That is the most dumb, rubbish saying I've ever heard. That's so stupid. That is a losers. That's for losers. Because there's the reality. See, fake it till you make it is a loser saying, right? I actually walk in the presence, the manifold presence of God, the manifold presence of God, the many different aspects, manifold, many different aspects of God. Okay, there's a reality. I don't have to fake it till I make it. I actually just sat down and prayed in tongues, got full of God, and it just kept going forward and forward, and I never had to fake it, and I've made it. You can do it too. It's that easy. And the wisdom that God will give you to operate in this world and to operate in the kingdom of God and to operate and speak into people's lives and to speak into your own life and to bring about a change even in where you work. In your industry, you can bring creative miracles. You can bring things that actually manifest in this world that will benefit other people. And it will be God working through you. You know, somebody had to know how to plant a seed in the ground at the right time and actually put water on it. And that came from God. Came through the administration of angels. And you'll read about that in Isaiah chapter 28. And then he says there's a far greater wisdom coming down the line, a far greater thing where God will speak to his people, not through line upon line here or there a little bit, but by stammering lips and another tongue will he say unto his people, this is the refreshing, this is the rest where I cause the weary to rest. Okay? It's pretty simple. So if you get the manifold wisdom of God, then you can operate in all aspects in this life, and you can rest, not worrying about your own ability anymore, because your ability, you've flushed it down the toilet, and now you've got God abilities. You've got God-given attributes. That's the power source you're operating from, because you can feel His presence. You have faith in Him and you have hope. Now that's how wisdom works. So wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. You'll find that in Proverbs chapter 8 and 9. And you'll find that the Holy Spirit also brings all these different forms of wisdom, and there's eight different types. Okay, and Jesus was made wisdom for us. He is the encapsulated everything of wisdom. So all we have to do is be in Him. And when we're in Him, and that's a positional thing. So when you abandon your life, when you abandon your ideas and your attributes and your abilities, and you go for His, and you're covered in Him and not in your own abilities, then you're in Him. And when you're in Him, everything comes, all the juice starts flowing, all the kingdom of God is at your disposal. All you need is to operate in faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And all you do is build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God. It's very simple. Okay, so wisdom will come to you. People ask me questions all the time about curly things. They say, I've got this question. I say, okay, no worries. Because I don't go, oh no, will I have the answer? No, I don't even think like that anymore. I just go, okay. And by the time they've actually started talking, I've got the answer. I haven't even heard them finish their question, because the Holy Spirit is ahead of me. He is actually, I'm reaping before I've even sown. I mean, it's just amazing in the kingdom of God when you start laying all of your stuff down at the feet of Jesus and picking up His life and walking in His ability and walking in Him, clothed in the glory that He has given you through the Holy Spirit. It's His glory that covers you, not yours, and you walk in that. How wonderful is that? So you'll find that the word of wisdom comes through an inner vision, open visions. You'll see things. Now, open visions can be all different types of things. You'll see it in the spiritual realm, then inside, and then dreams. You need to be aware of your dreams. You know, dreams are there for God to communicate with you. And the enemy can give you bad pizza dreams, but you've got to work out which dream is which. The dreams, sometimes dreams just come from a natural thing. You just jumble messes of nothing that just make no form, they have no purpose. But then there are God-inspired dreams. Look for them. Have hope, have faith. Have hope that God will actually visit you in your dreams. When I go to sleep at night, I say, Father, I just thank you for today, and I love you, and I just thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Holy Spirit, I know that you are guiding and leading me, and bless and sanctify my sleep and my dreams. In the name of Jesus, I cover my dreams in the blood of Jesus. And I go to sleep, I don't have bad dreams much. Very rarely do I have bad dreams. If I don't have any dreams, or I have dreams about the things of God. and I look at them. Every time I get a dream, right, I look at it and I say to myself, because God showed me how to interpret dreams. You know, that's an interesting thing. There's a guy who's writing a book about interpreting dreams. People were talking about this book. And I just said, oh, Lord, how does that work? So when I went to sleep, the dream I had was the working manual on interpreting dreams. So I had this dream. This happened about 7 years ago. So I had this dream, and it was all in bits and pieces. And then at the end of the dream, the Lord spoke to me and said, see that part of the dream? That's because of this. See that part of the dream here? That's because of this. and see this thing here? That happened because of this. And when I woke up, I understood how dreams worked. Now, I'll give you a quick rundown. God will give you dreams in context to you and your life. If you're a jet fighter pilot and you have a dream that you actually go to war and you shoot down all of the enemy with 5 missiles and there's 1,000 of the enemy, and then you wake up and you start looking, you feel that that was from God. You start thinking on that. I'm a jet fighter pilot. I have capacity. I know it's impossible to shoot down 1,000 planes with 5 missiles. Yet I was abundantly and above I could do what was capable of me. And then you start looking to God and saying, So God, you're telling me that whatever resources I have, it doesn't matter, that you can meet the gap? And God's telling that fighter pilot, he's not telling him about that he's going to go up into the air and shoot down 1,000 planes. He's telling him that the thing that he operates in here, what is it? It's his life. His livelihood is his jet pilot flying. So he's going to be used above and beyond the capability of anybody else around him. And he's going to look to the Lord and say, I understand, thank you. Because I have confidence in your giving me dreams, and their dreams are not just jumbled up messes. They actually have context, and you have to meditate on them, and you have to let the Holy Spirit give them meat around the bones so you can understand them. Write them down. When you wake up, write them down and then meditate over them. Right? Say, Holy Spirit, is this from you? He'll tell you. If it is, you'll know. And then you just start meditating on it. And as it takes shape and form, you might get a series of dreams. And then they'll all come together and form a bigger picture. So God can speak to us through our dreams. The reason that we don't listen to our dreams is because we don't have hope that God will speak to us through our dreams. We don't have confidence that God will speak to us through our dreams. So there's no faith in our dreams. They don't form any substance. So we'll just leave that there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, then just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.